The Biden people are saying, yes, it does signal a difference, because what he is not going to do, according to Joe Biden and his aides, is be a policymaker. He is not going to take on the Dick Cheney mantra of actually trying to shape and make policy. What Joe Biden sees himself as is the last man in the room when Barack Obama makes the big decisions, that he is going to be privy to every major meeting and major decision that the president makes, and he is going to be the last person the president consults before making that decision. That is according to Biden and his aides, who say that that was the deal that they struck this summer when Barack Obama picked him as his running mate. Now, that leads to a lot of questions from mostly Republicans who are critical of Biden. One Republican strategist says, you know, how can you be the last man in the room when you can't keep your mouth shut? And that's a reference to Biden's, you know, noted public gaffes. There was one, of course, the day after the inauguration, where he made a joke about Chief Justice Roberts, and his president standing right behind him was visibly flustered by that. And so there are questions as to whether this is the guy who should be the last man in the room. But look, Biden's aides say, you know, he knows the difference between speaking candidly and keeping confidences, and they say that that is a key difference. I talked to former aides to Biden who worked with him in the Senate, who say that, you know, yes, he does have the reputation for spouting off, but the things he spouts off about are generally superficial and fairly minor. What he doesn't do is give away confidences, give away secrets. And, you know, in all the years that he was on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and handling some very, very sensitive matters, he never once blew a secret. And that's the really key thing to remember here.
Brian, I wonder, in the information that you've been able to gather, you know, the Cheney vice presidency really redefined what the vice presidency was. And you mentioned policy, and you mentioned Biden being the last person in the room with the president. But I wonder if Vice President Biden is going to be able to take advantage of at least some of that change in tenor of how the vice presidency works, or are they going to go a whole different direction?
Well, I think that there will be some of that kind of rubs off on the Biden vice presidency. I think that that Cheney clearly redefined the role and clearly became the most powerful vice president probably ever in the nation's history. Now, Biden, I think what he'll probably end up trying to do is to try to exert some of that influence on the president without actually being seen as someone who pushes through his own policies and his own agendas, as Cheney was seen to do. And I think that's the difference that they're going to try to strike. But yes, I think that the way the Cheney vice presidency unfolded, and even Al Gore to some extent, you know, these were two very influential vice presidents. They didn't just go to funerals. And that's really the kind of role that Joe Biden sees himself in. There's another question that kind of springs from all this. You know, Biden's strength is national security and foreign policy. Well, this foreign policy team has massive egos in it already. You've got Hillary Clinton, Richard Holbrooke, George Mitchell, and Joe Biden will be popping in and out of that foreign policy team on occasion. That's going to be something to watch for. Are all these egos going to be balanced, and will they be able to leave those egos at the door when they really have to make key decisions? The president is going to have to keep a particular eye on that.
And speaking of the president, we've all heard the references to President Obama being the technology president, and there are some technological challenges facing this new crop of people coming into the White House. Tell me a bit about that.
Well, the email system crashed a couple of days ago, and Robert Gibbs, the press secretary, even made mention of it in the White House briefing on Monday, saying, you know, we're sorry that we haven't been returning emails, but the system's been down for several hours. It was down for the better part of a day on Monday. They had it back up on Tuesday morning, and they say that a piece of hardware, old hardware in the system, had malfunctioned, and they replaced it. But they say that they're updating their technology. They promised to update the website to be more, you know, basically interactive and have better features. But there have been several reports of this team, the Obama team, encountering, you know, outdated software, email servers that weren't maybe up to par, jammed phone lines, and it's made news because this is a team that was the technology campaign. I mean, they spent millions of dollars on their website. These were people who were used to using things like YouTube, Twitter, Flickr, instant messaging to communicate with reporters, you know, basically, in an instant, in a nanosecond. you get into the Washington bureaucracy, and you're not allowed actually to use things like YouTube and Flickr from your desk at the White House because of considerations of the legal considerations and also for posterical considerations. They want everything that is done at the White House, every official communication, to be subject to the Presidential Records Act, to be able to be recorded for history. And so given that you know, some of these transmissions on YouTube and Flickr and other things are, you know, could really just get out there and be circulated too easily, they have to protect some of that. So these are some of the things that the Obama team is running into. But, you know, they say they're going to quickly figure this out and have this a very tech-friendly White House.
I would wager that this is not necessarily a generational thing, but that things like YouTube and Twitter and Facebook even have come along so quickly, and so many people just in the past few months have really caught on to the whole concept of the Web 2.0 that it's sort of taking this White House on the crest of this wave. Whether you want to go that way or not, it's something they have to deal with.
That's right, and that's what they're trying to figure out as they go. I mean, you've got White House counsel and other people who are concerned about the protection of content, figuring out just how you negotiate through this. It's not going to be easy because things can get on YouTube so easily. You know, even one of the moving videos of one of the president's events, I think, on the White House website could be linked to YouTube, and they're going to have to figure out how to protect some of that stuff. That's going to be a very, very tough challenge. You know, I'm sure that they'll figure out how to do it eventually, but you might see some things getting out that maybe they don't want to get out.